This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A gray wolf that killed a calf in Grand County earlier this week was one of the 10 wolves released by state wildlife officials in December. It's the first wolf attack in the state since the predators were released as part of a voter-approved reintroduction program. The rancher who owned the calf is eligible for state compensation. A representative for Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the rancher has not yet submitted a claim for his loss. Two Republican hopefuls are closer to getting on the primary ballot to replace Representative Ken Buck in the next Congress. Both Richard Holtorf and Jerry Sonnenberg reached the threshold for support at the GOP District Assembly today, but each still needs to confirm that he also gathered enough voter signatures. Sonnenberg, who hails from the Eastern Plains, stressed his work at the state capitol.
Well, I served 16 years fighting on your behalf. Many of you never had the opportunity to vote for me, but I voted for you. I defended Tabor. I reduced your taxes.
Holtorf, who has a military background, pitched himself as a veteran leadership. It was Representative Lauren Boebert, though, who walked away from today's assembly with top billing on the primary ballot. She won about 40% of the delegates. It's dry, warm, and very windy today. That means there's a much higher risk of wildfires starting and spreading rapidly. The National Weather Service has issued a wildfire weather warning for the Interstate 25 corridor and most of the Eastern Plains. Folks should avoid outdoor burning or activities that may create sparks. Winds will gust even more tomorrow and tomorrow evening. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's just about 4:06.